or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour on this hump day Wednesday, July 15, 2026 edition. I want to make sure you guys heard exactly what Ralph Rebant just said. He kind of glazed over my direct question. I reiterated it. He then answered it not only once, but twice. Ralph, in being on the bus and being in the airplane, the jet with Perry Johnson sitting directly from him, across from him, did you talk to him about eliminating property taxes here in the state of Michigan? Well, his first answer kind of glazed around it, but he didn't specifically answer it. I made sure, for the record, on the record, this podcast, I'm going to turn into a YouTube video, a picture of me, a picture of Ralph, and a picture of Perry Johnson. And I'm going to turn this into a YouTube video. I'm going to take that podcast. I may edit out a little bit of the music intro and then the commercials during the break. But I'm going to turn this into a YouTube video, and I'm going to send it not only to Ralph, but I'm going to send it directly to Perry Johnson. I want this to go viral. I want you guys, when I produce it, probably later tonight, tomorrow, or Friday's show, I will announce a link on YouTube where this interview will appear on Patriot Voice Radio Network's YouTube channel. This has got to go viral, that I held him down, held his feet to the fire, and he did answer. Perry Johnson and Ralph Rebant talked about reforming and potentially eliminating property taxes altogether. For the seniors, it's a no-brainer. They can do it legislatively. They can pass it in the House, the Senate, if we have a Republican-controlled Senate. Perry Johnson, governor, Matt Hall, Speaker of the House. If you are on Medicare, you're 65, you're automatically put on the government Medicare health insurance. You have no choice. I'm on it. Vicky's on it. No more property taxes. Pure and simple. It's over. You spent your entire life paying the 30-year mortgage off. You own your house free and clear. There is no reason why you should still be paying property taxes, period, in the state of Michigan. You know what that'll do? Reverse the migration. Think about this, folks. Florida has no income tax. They are in the process of reforming their property taxes. Do you know how hot it is right now in Florida? Do you have any idea? 100, 105, 110 degrees? Look at the temperature here today in the high 70s. Over the weekend, 78 degrees on Friday and Saturday. All those Florida seniors from New York, the growing population of Florida, if we eliminate property taxes for seniors in the state of Michigan with Perry Johnson as our governor, and I'm hoping and praying Ralph Rebant, his lieutenant governor, seniors will come to Michigan and buy homes to live here the summer months instead of dealing with that outrageous, unbelievable heat of Florida. Come Christmas, they're all going back to Florida. They'll spend their entire summer and fall here in our state. Reverse migration for seniors is part of the plan if they're smart. Campaign on billboards on I-75 down in Florida. Run radio and TV commercials. You want to spend money for Pure Michigan? I got a Pure Michigan ad. Hey, you seniors living in Florida, Arizona, Texas, Alabama, in the summertime, move to beautiful Michigan. If you buy a home here in Michigan for the summer months, you don't have to pay any property taxes. Tim Allen doing the commercial. Cider House music playing in the background. I'm going to reach out to Tim Allen and see if he'll do the commercial for me. Reverse migration. We can get millionaires from New York. They're leaving New York in flocks. They are leaving New York. Mondani has come out and taxed the rich. They're moving to Florida. The governor of the state of New York yesterday pleaded with the people in Florida to move back to New York. They're not moving back to New York. Taxing the rich, they're not going to do it. Perry Johnson, governor, maybe Ralph Revamp, lieutenant governor, passes with a Republican House and Republican Senate. Seniors 65 and older no longer have to pay property taxes in the state of Michigan. They'll buy homes here and come spend their summers up north. Yeah, you think we got a lot of tourism now? You wait until they come here and want to buy homes and we build them. Come the fall, they go back to their homes in Florida. Reverse migration, folks, can be implemented in Michigan. We can do it if we have the right governor, if we elect a Republican majority in the state Senate and reelect the majority in the House. We go straight Republican ticket on November 3rd. This nightmare ends January 1st of 2027. It's over. We start fixing this state permanently and forever. And then with that Republican majority in the House, Republican majority in the Senate, we put it out there. Hey, you Democrats, 52 Democrats in the House, you want to keep your seat? Give us the votes necessary to put it on the ballot in the presidential election of November of 28 to permanently eliminate property tax for everybody. If you don't, we'll find somebody to primary challenge you and beat you as a Democrat and replace you. And then we'll just do it January 1st of 29 when Ralph Rebans the next governor after being Perry Johnson's lieutenant governor. I'm just throwing some things out there, people. Connect the dots, do some political strategizing. We can do it. But we have got to get the vote out on August 4th for Perry Johnson, period. John James cannot, will not ever be the governor of this state if we get the word out. And in day one, they eliminate the income tax for everybody, and they eliminate property taxes for seniors. Reverse migration from Florida to Michigan. You got New York millionaires living all over the state of Florida, Naples, Palm Beach, Palm Harbor, Boca Raton, all of those cities in Florida, Miami. They buy a house in Michigan, northern Michigan especially. Yeah, I'm sorry, you people that want to keep northern Michigan quaint and quiet in the nice small little community we've had for 30, 40, 50 years. Well, guess what? If we don't grow our population, we die as a state. Do you want to pay all the cost of a $100 billion budget under Governor Jocelyn Benson? That's what's coming. When Whitmer took over from Rick Snyder, we were at $58 billion budget. Now we're almost at the $88 billion. You don't think Jocelyn Benson is going to give us the very first $100 billion budget when she's the governor of this state? I predict she'll do it in 2 years. By the fiscal year 2029 budget, it will come in at $100 billion if Jocelyn Benson is our governor. This insanity has got to stop. We can't afford it. We don't have the population to pay for it. It's ridiculous. We got an $84, $85 billion budget with less than 10 million people. We end up with a $100 billion budget. We end up with 8 or 9 million people to pay for it. Think. When taxes go up, the budget goes up, which forces more taxes on us with less people. Guess what? Your quaint little community up here in northern Michigan is going to cost you more, probably double, than what you're paying right now. People, you need to think. You need to get this YouTube video out. I will announce it on Friday where the link is at. And you need to share it. Because I asked him point blank. I held his feet to the fire. He did talk to Perry Johnson about eliminating property taxes. And that will do more for this state than eliminating the income tax. Save the ticket. Perry Johnson at the head will get every other down ticket Republican elected, both in the state house and in the Senate. If there's a Republican running, they'll win if we get this message out. I told you guys over a year ago, I've been saying this ever since Donald Trump won on November 5th of 24. January 1st, my New Year's Day show that I did not take off, I said my entire mission for this year was to elect an outsider businessman that will come in and truly fix the state of Michigan, just like Donald Trump's going to fix the country. Make Michigan great again. MMGA. Perry Johnson can do it. I'm convinced, just like Ralph Reban is convinced. That's why he's endorsed him. That's why Carla Wagner's endorsed him. That's why Ryan Kelly has endorsed him. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town, city, village, and township in our district. I've driven over 100,000 miles to meet you where you are, at your businesses, in your homes, and in your communities. On August 4th, you get to decide if you want leadership that says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number three today, this Wednesday, July 15th. I have prayed about this. I have had conversations with consultants. I have talked to other news media people. I've had conversations with Steve Gruber. I've had conversations with Kyle Malin of MERS News Service. I've spoken with Bill Ballinger. I am convinced, absolutely convinced, what Ralph Remant said is absolutely true. I believe that President Trump was strong-armed by John James's campaign. His attorney went and spoke to Trump and said, you have to endorse John James for governor, or John James will not vote with the Republicans in the United States Congress, House of Representatives, the remaining term of his serving in Washington, D.C. as a congressman. They're in session. He is technically, John James is technically going to be the congressman for the 10th Congressional District, folks, into December 31st of this year. There's only one problem. He's running for governor and wants you to vote for him on August 4th. He then wants you to turn around and vote for him on November 3rd. All the time he will be in Washington, D.C., especially after the November 3rd election night, after his party, he's going back to Washington, D.C., and will be voting as a U.S. congressman in the 10th Congressional District until midnight on December 31st of this year, 2026. He will not serve as governor of this state for this remaining part of this calendar year, 2026. If he wins on August 4th, ends up losing to Jocelyn Benson, John James is out of politics. He will not be the congressman for the 10th Congressional District. Michael Bouchard Jr. will be, and he will not be the governor of the state of Michigan because he can't beat Jocelyn Benson on November 3rd. This strong-arming this president with a threat that he will not vote for any of the Republican bills, anything that President Trump wants the remainder of this calendar year. First of all, I can't believe that Donald Trump can be strong-armed, but number two, The Speaker of the House in Washington, Mike Johnson, does not have a huge majority in Congress. If he loses John James' vote, guess what? Some of the bills, like the Save America Act, won't be passed. Anything that President Trump wants passed by the United States House of Representatives, John James would abstain or not even vote for, or maybe even join the Democrats and vote no as a middle finger to President Trump. I can't believe this is even happening, but it is. Why? Because politics is a nasty, disgusting political process. It's the swamp at its best. And I absolutely believe, without a doubt, everything Ralph Reban just said was that John James' attorney went and met with the president. You either endorse him before the absentee ballots start going out on June 25th, which he did on June 22nd, by the way, or John James won't be voting for any of the Republican bills you want, Mr. President, through the end of this calendar year. Blackmailing the president of the United States, extortion for his vote, does not surprise me in any way, shape, or form, because John James is a political swamp creature. He doesn't even like Republicans. The proof in the pudding in that, he's not coming to the Republican fundraiser, the free concert that Ted Nugent's putting on a week from this Saturday, July 25th. He's not coming? Ted Nugent is coming to Liberty Mountain to put on a free concert to help raise money for the Michigan Republican Party, all 83 counties, and the Republicans that are running for free. Do you know what his minimum price is for a concert? $100,000. Ted Nugent gets a minimum of $100,000 to go on any stage at any venue for any length of time. He's donating this concert to the Michigan Republican Party. Michigan Republican Party gets half of the net profits. The 83 county parties share in the other 50% of the profits. Your county party, folks, listen to me. You chairman out there, you're getting a check from Jim Runstead after they do all the accounting, pay all the bills, and you're going to get a check for your county party because of Ted Nugent. And I'm going to have a personal, private, one-on-one with Ted Nugent, eye-to-eye, man-to-man. I give you my word, it's going to happen. Ted, like Trump, you endorsed the wrong guy. Your candidate's not even here today. You need to withdraw your endorsement and endorse Perry Johnson. I give you my word, I will say those words directly to Ted Nugent's face. All hands on deck, people. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of